planetaudio.org.nz. planetaudio.org.nz.
Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
reference books, art is characterized as the creation of specific objects or productions intended to bring about in people a state of sensitivity and awakening linked to aesthetic pleasure. The word aesthetic is generally defined as the feeling and perceiving of that which is beautiful. Yet, experience shows that what is beautiful for some people is not necessarily so for others. And this applies to all branches of artistic activity, such as painting, sculpture, music, dance, and so on. Each person's idea of art is therefore dependent largely on tastes, beliefs, ideals, culture, background, and so on. In this field, as in others, there are therefore deep disagreements and even conflict. It is also worth noting that the expression, perception and conception of art have evolved over the ages so that what used to be considered artistic at one time is no longer necessarily seen that way nowadays. In fact, art as an expression of humanity's desires, fears, struggles and achievements has changed over the centuries as has humanity changed, adapted and evolved as a race. Most art historians consider art to have appeared in prehistoric times when primitive peoples started to paint frescoes on the walls of the caves they lived in around 50,000 years ago. One of the most well-known examples in the world is probably found in the caves of Lasso in France, whose rock paintings date from around 20,000 years ago. In principle, we might think that the humans who created them did so primarily for the purpose of portraying scenes from their everyday lives, showing not only that they were conscious of being distinct from their environment, but also that they were able to observe the experiences they were having on a day-to-day basis. Some say that art should appeal more to the emotions than to reason. As soon as we have to analyze or dissect a work in order to understand what it is about, we are engaging more in intellectualization rather than artistic impression. Of course, we may well choose to reflect on the technique employed in the work of art, but perhaps this should serve to do justice to the work itself. It should not be assumed that art is not supposed to raise questions or make us think. When it does, though, it seems to me that it should be for the purpose of kindling a response, generating ideas filled with vigor, awe, and stimulating all of our senses. There are many movements and currents within art in each of its fields: classical, modern, contemporary, abstract, conceptual, analytical, impressionistic, realist, utopian, natural, and so on. This multiplicity of currents is good, for art cannot be reduced to a single genre. Even so, the thing that all of these currents and movements should have in common is the expression of beauty. After all, this is why Plato, as befitting a student of Socrates, called on people to seek out and express that which is good, beautiful, and true. Art is clearly an excellent way of doing this, and thereby contributing to the raising of consciousness. However, this requires artists themselves to be motivated by the profound desire to awaken humanity to the aesthetic aspect of our emotions and sensations. Humanity is endowed with a power of abstraction that enables the giving of free rein to fantasy, and the creating of works derived from the imagination. Humans, therefore, should seek, nowadays more than ever, to express the ultimate good they can aspire to or imagine. In this respect, we might say that art cannot be separated from spirituality, in the sense that it should draw upon the highest levels of awareness possible. Those who engage in it should aim to make a difference by giving creative expression to their innermost being and their highest ideals. In the coming weeks, pick up an art book or find inspiring works of art online. Read about art. Acquaint yourself with different art forms and techniques. Have a go. Stay curious. Keep an open mind, be observant, and allow the world of art in all its manifestations to bring new vitality, life, inspiration, and joy into your world.
When we take time to think deeply and investigate thoroughly, we find that which we thought was hidden was actually right in front of us all along. Keep listening. We'll be back next week.
In the box.